Daniel Powder is joining us on the line. You know what? It's not a bad day here. And I have to say that thanks to me, that song was in everybody's head around the office because it came out when our show first started. I played it over and over again. And then they actually made a clip of it, of all my radio bloopers with the instrumental track. So just to mock me. But
you know, I can't collect royalties from that. No royalties.
I think that's why we did it, because we didn't have very much money coming in for the show at the time.
All right.
But there's a new single coming out, and Daniel is on the line. Hey, Daniel, how's it going?
It's going well. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Now, I guess, first off, this is sort of weird. We need some clarity here, because your website says the single is the 10th, but then the title bar says the 17th, so we just need to make sure when it's available.
I don't know. I don't answer those questions.
Okay.
You didn't know that. It comes out on the 10th.
Okay,
that's
so...
the day it comes out.
All right, so let's... we're going to talk about the single coming up in just a little bit, but you've got a new album coming out in the summer. We know that for sure, right?
Right, yes, yeah. You know, I took a long time to sort of come back to the music thing. I was really burnt out, you know, from the touring that we were doing before. I probably took too long of a break. I was gone for about 4.5 years. But, you know, I just... I felt like I just wasn't quite ready to do it again. And now it's the opposite. I'm really ready to go back out there.
So what happened, though? I mean, because you had a few hit songs and then kind of just disappeared. So it was just, the work was just too much for you at the time?
And,
like, what?
Oh, my God. The work's too much for everyone. But you know what it really was? Like, I answer this question all the time, and I say, nobody knows that they're going to enjoy the spotlight until they're in the spotlight.
Mm-hmm.
So some people love it, and some people hate it. And I'm just one of those guys that hate it. I just wanted to be about the music, but... being in the press—that's no offense to you, of course. But
well, geez.
You know, so that's kind of what happened for me. I just kind of went, I'm not into this anymore. Oops.
No, well,
I can say that.
That's fine. But so what is it now, though? Then are you ready for it now, or you just think, well, I kind of want to do it again? Like, why now?
Yeah, there's two parts. Both are right. I mean, a friend of mine, Scott Stevens, who used to play in the X's, a great band. I started writing songs, you know, basically just writing songs for whoever. And he just said, you should go back out there. You should sing these songs. These are your songs. I felt that I didn't know if that was the right direction, but it was a direction because I was starting to do nothing. Once I started making the record, I was just like, I was hooked. I was back. I was full of energy and I was very happy.
You had this honor from Billboard being called the one-hit wonder of the decade. Now, on the surface, that might seem like an insult, although you were the top one-hit wonder, so I'm not sure if that makes it any better. What did you think of an honor like that? Is that an insult, or is it a compliment? How did you take it?
Well, I guess... those guys haven't given me... Oh, sorry. They haven't given me enough time to be a two-hit wonder. You know what I mean?
Okay.
They just said one-hit wonder, and that's it. They should have at least given me a decade, right?
Yeah.
That's what I say.
Well, exactly. And so now with the song Cupid, though, you're bound to change that one-hit wonder thing, right?
I don't know, man. I can't. Cupid, I look forward to make, but I don't put any projections on any music that I do because it inevitably stops and goes the wrong way. So I'm hoping that people enjoy it, and, you know, it's light, it's fun, you know. You can play it to ramp up the Winnipeg Jets. Actually, it wouldn't do anything for them. They would be like, what the hell is this?
I think Bad Day might be more appropriate for the Jets, though.
I don't know. Maybe.
Could you imagine? Wouldn't that be hilarious? You know, at the hockey games, you've always got, like, the the pop dance type songs in between, you know, the plays, and then all of a sudden to have the piano from Bad Day start. Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah, that's where people go up to the pianist on the back there and whatever, or the person recording it or leaving it, and you just pound them.
But would you get the royalties on this, though? That's the thing, right?
Yeah, I assume so.
I think as long as enough of it's played. So yeah. Depends how long they sob.
Played all over the place all the time, so I just kind of... You know, it's funny, I to get out from the shadow of a song like that, I started to think about... first of all, the break was really good. That was the smart thing to do. And then I was having a hard time associating myself with it. Then when I realized that that's not my song anymore, it's really everybody's song, then I was able to kind of deal with it, you know, because everybody heard that song,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I don't think, it doesn't belong to me. It belongs to everyone.
We've got to get back to the music more with Daniel Powder right after this.
Today's best music with Jeremy Bradley.
All right, Daniel Powder still joining us on the line. The new song is called Cupid. It is out this month. And as we were mentioning in the last segment, Daniel, it's your first new song in a couple years. So tell us about the meaning, the story behind Cupid. What's the deal?
You know, there was something that inspired me to write, you know, Bad Day. And Cupid's the same thing. It's like that's probably the most I've been inspired for 4 years. And I was walking my baby. I have a new baby. And there was this old couple, you know, embracing each other under the in the park. And I just thought to myself, there's a song about that. Like, and what I started to visualize was a couple from their beginnings to their ends. You know what I mean? So in the pre-years or whatever it is, the kid years, and then childhood, I should say, sorry. And then up to being a grandparents, you know. And I just kind of thought, you know, no matter what, everybody wants to be loved. You know, everybody wants security, and everybody mm-hmm. wants to be loved. And that's a great thing for me to write with. You know, I like that kind of energy, and I like that kind of positive, you know, vibe, because it gives me an idea to write something really light and fun, not dark and, like, you know, big drums. So I think Cupid was just kind of like, hey, here I am, and I'm glad that everybody loves each other. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So it's the total opposite of Bad Day, then. It's kind of a happy type feeling.
It's a really happy feeling. I mean, you know, I just, like, you think of this old couple that are dancing in a room in their house, and and it's just so sweet, you know. And I just imagine that people could enjoy this music all through the ages, you know. And Bad Day's like that too, but Cupid's really pointed at that, you know, childhood, teens, you know, adulthood, and then, you know, elderly. But the song is about one couple. It's like a couple that goes through all of those phases, and they still love each other, you know, at the very end. Not very many people can say that.
And now, so over the course of your writing career, well, your music career, have you noticed a difference in the way you write? Like, you're saying you have a different outlook on life even after having a child. How does that now trickle down to your music then? What did you discover about yourself, I guess? Because some artists take some time to discover.
I had this way of, like, walking. You know, Bad Day was the same way. I just started thinking about exactly what we just talked to. Just talked about. And that melody just came in my head. Let's get stupid, dance with a Cupid tonight. You know, I just, not the lyric, but the melody. And, you know, Bad Day came like that. And when I hear something that's so positive, you know, and I'm positive, I can really sink myself into the song and really get the rest out of it, you know. But, you know, it works the opposite way. If you get, I hear tunes and songs in my head all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, whether or not they're any good, I don't know, but I hear them all the time.
So now that,
some kind of medication, I don't have no idea.
It's the American influence, I guess, maybe. I don't know.
Maybe.
So now with the album coming up then, is there a common theme to the types of songs that are on it? Are they all love or not? Like, what other kinds of songs are going to be on the new album?
You know, there are definitely relationship songs, you know, but twists on all that. Always a twist,
right.
You know. And there's a couple songs that sort of reach out to people to get them to off their feet and stand up for what they believe in and stand up for who they are. I love this song. It's called Tell Them Who You Are. And it's just all these things that, you know, you're here and you're that and you're this and you're that. But if you stand up and tell them who you are, and then that's kind of the way of getting that back. You know what I mean? Like saying, get up. I don't know. You know, retaliation towards the people that are, you know, put them down.
Okay, well, Daniel Powder, thank you so much for joining us today.
All right, man. Go Jets!
Perfect. Thanks so much for your time.
Today's best music with Jeremy Bradley.